From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is hopeful that construction of the Bali International Hospital in Denpasar City, Bali, will make the province a health tourism destination. As reported by Antara, the President remarked at the groundbreaking ceremony of the hospital in Denpasar City, Bali province on Monday, "Once the hospital is ready, the people would not need to go abroad to be treated, as they can head to Bali province." President Jokowi noted, annually, some 2 million Indonesians visited Singapore, Malaysia, Japan, the United States, and other countries for health treatments, due to which Indonesia incurred potential revenue losses to the tune of 90-70 trillion rupiah. Indonesian State-Owned Enterprises Minister Erick Thohir on Monday announced his ministry's plans to build hospitals or health facilities of international standards, like the Bali International Hospital, in several parts of Indonesia. As reported by Antara, Minister Erick Thohir in Denpasar, Bali explained, these international standard hospitals or health facilities would not be built in Bali only. The government is also planning, if possible, to build them in several other areas that have a high selling value. The minister informed the ministry is building an international hospital in Bali because the province already has complete infrastructure. More than 110 million Indonesians have received the full dose of the COVID-19 vaccine as of 12 p.m. local time on Monday. It was stated by the COVID-19 Handling Task Force as reported by Antara on Monday. It also stated the number of people who have received the full dose increased by about 190,000 on Monday. Meanwhile, the number of people who have received the first dose increased by around 350,000 to reach around 150 million. The task force noticed that third or booster dose of the vaccine is currently being provided only to health workers. The Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy and Tourism and Creative Economy Agency targets 1.8 million to 3.6 million foreign tourists to visit Indonesia. The number is focused to be achieved through the concept of qualified and sustainable tourism amid the COVID-19 pandemic situation. It was conveyed by the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, during the 2021 end-of-year press conference at the Susilo Sudarman Hall, Sabta Pesona Building, Jakarta, on Monday.
Jumlah wisatawan mancanegara ini selalu dulu menjadi angka yang kita...
The government always focuses on increasing the number of foreign tourists, but now when we look at this year with an estimation of 1.5 million, next year the ministry focuses on 1.8 to 3.6 million, supported by qualified and sustainable tourism. The domestic tourists become the mainstay with a target of 260-280 million movements, and the additional value of the creative economy reaches more than 1 trillion. trillion rupiah, which puts Indonesia in the third position in the world after America with Hollywood, South Korea with K-pop. Indonesia is now in the third position. The number of tourism workers makes me very optimistic that by 2022, the ministry will be able to target the creation of 400,000 qualified employments in the tourism sector. Moreover, Minister Uno also explained that the creative economy sector is estimated to grow by more than 600,000 to 700,000 employments, which are supported by leading sectors such as food, craft, and fashion. On the same occasion, Deputy of Marketing Division at the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, or Tourism and Creative Economy Agency, Nia Niscaya, noted, "The origination of foreign tourists targeted by Indonesia is very dynamic because it is in accordance with coordination with the Ministry of Health, which has to consider COVID-19 cases in the targeted countries. Indonesia is still top of mind for tourists. It can be seen from the search volume of tourists on search engines. Besides, there will be several international MICE events held in Indonesia, such as G20, AVPN, and others, in 2022. Now we move to the international news. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week opened a key ruling party meeting, state media reported on Tuesday, a forum he has previously used to make major New Year policy announcements. As reported by Reuters.com, the fourth plenary meeting of the 8th Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea was convened on Monday. The gathering of party and government officials comes as North Korea grapples with compounding economic crisis caused by an anti-pandemic lockdown, international sanctions over its nuclear weapons program, and natural disasters. A senior UN official said on Monday the main focus after the delay of last week's planned election in Libya should be on ways to move forward with the vote rather than on the fate of the interim government. As reported by Reuters.com, the United Nations Secretary General's Special Advisor on Libya, Stephanie Williams, told Reuters in an interview that most Libyans wanted an end to what she called this interminable transitional period. The election had been scheduled for December 24, but was delayed after disputes over basic rules including the eligibility of candidates and the judiciary's role in appeals. We end the news with France, which has announced tighter COVID restrictions amid concerns over the Omicron variant. From January 3rd, remote working will become compulsory for those who can, and public gatherings will be limited to 2,000 people for indoor events. The news comes as France recorded more than 100,000 new infections on Saturday. But the Prime Minister, Jean Castex, stopped short of implementing a New Year's Eve curfew. As reported by BBC.com, Jean Castex told reporters the pandemic felt like a film without an ending as he unveiled the new measures at a news conference following a crisis cabinet meeting. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
President Joko Widodo appealed for all parties to welcome the New Year's 2022 with a new spirit, noble soul, and a heart full of love. The head of state made the appeal when delivering his remarks at the 2021 National Christmas Celebration, which was broadcast on the presidential secretariat YouTube on Monday. The president also called on all Indonesian people to build optimism, strengthen inner and outer endeavors, work hard, and pray to grow and contribute to provide the greatest benefit to the society, nation, and state. On this occasion, President Joko Widodo also reminded that almost 2 years ago, the Indonesian people have faced a tough test. Apart from facing the COVID-19 pandemic, concerns, grief, and trials have also been faced by the Indonesian people due to the natural disasters in various regions. He hoped that these various tests will actually strengthen the brotherhood of all Indonesian people and make the Indonesian nation stronger and tougher. Thereby, the president did appeal to all people, wherever they are, to jointly do good things, promote solidarity and mutual cooperation, and work for humanitarian action throughout Indonesia. President Joko Widodo's appeal should not only be welcomed, but also be realized by all Indonesian people. The evidence has shown that solidarity, mutual cooperation, and working for humanitarian action is what makes Indonesia strong and continue to grow. Moreover, Indonesia is still facing the COVID-19 pandemic with a new variant, Omicron. The solidarity based on the discipline of implementing strict health protocols is expected to make Indonesia stronger in facing the COVID-19 pandemic. Solidarity and mutual cooperation will also make Indonesia jointly able to cope with the consequences of natural disasters, because Indonesia may still experience various disasters. As stated by Professor of the Earthquake Research at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, Dani Hilman Natawijaya, in an online discussion on Monday, as a country on the Pacific Ring of Fire, Indonesia will always face the risk of earthquakes, tsunamis, and volcanic eruption. Solidarity and mutual cooperation must be carried out by all Indonesian people for disaster mitigation, starting from prevention efforts to preparation so that not many become victims of disasters. The Indonesian people must also raise their optimism to contribute to the country and the world. In 2022, there is high trust that will be carried out by Indonesia. One of them is the G20 presidency, and at the same time, Indonesia is to host the event with the theme Recover Together, Recover Stronger. The theme that reflects Indonesia's solidarity with the world's economic recovery due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic can be carried out together and will make it stronger. In carrying out their duties and responsibilities, every individual in Indonesia must be based on the spirit of solidarity and mutual cooperation. Hence, the hope of achieving the desired Indonesia forward can be pursued soonest. I'll start today in history with December 28, 1908, when the Messina earthquake Italy occurred. An earthquake shook the Strait of Messina in southern Italy and flattened the city of Messina in Sicily and the region in Calabria on December 28, 1908. The Messina earthquake, with a magnitude of 7.1, occurred at around 5:20 a.m. local time. This caused the people who died as a result of most these events were at home or sleeping. The epicenter of the earthquake was under the Messina Strait that separates the island of Sicily from the province of Calabria. The earthquake generated a tsunami wave as high as 13 meters. This earthquake and tsunami killed 75 to 80,000 people. It became the worst and most destructive earthquake in European history. Moving on to December 28, 1956, when Saman Hudi, Indonesian hero of the national movement, died. Saman Hudi, or often called Kyai Haji Saman Hudi, is the founder of the Tarekat Dagang Islam, an organization of batik entrepreneurs in Surakarta. In the world of trade, Saman Hudi felt the difference in treatment by the Dutch East Indies rulers between indigenous traders who are predominantly Muslim and Chinese traders. Therefore, Saman Hudi believed indigenous traders must have their own organization to defend their interests. In 1905, he founded the Tarekat Dagang Islam to realize his ideals. On December 28, 1956, Saman Hudi died in Klaten, Central Java. Saman Hudi was awarded the title of Hero of the National Movement in 1961 by the Indonesian government. I'll end today in history with 28 December 2014 when Air Asia plane crashed. Air Asia Airbus A320 crashed in the Java Sea near the Karimata Strait while flying from Surabaya to Singapore on December 28, 2014. On December 30, 2014, the wreckage of this aircraft was found floating in the Java Sea. 155 passengers and 7 crew of the plane died. Their bodies were found along with the discovery of the wreckage of the plane. The cause of the accident was damage to the tail of the plane and miscommunication between pilot and co-pilot.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Jam-jam aku terdiam menatap buku catatan. Aku sedang berencana menulis puisi tersendu tentang kamu. Bukanlah hal yang mudah.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's G20 presidency has officially started the Women 20 or W20 and Empower initiative on 22nd of December 2021. Empower is an initiative within the G20 to promote leadership and empowerment of women in the private sector, while W20 is one of the G20 engagement groups. Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection's PPPA, Bintang Puspayoga, officially opened a series of W20 and Empower activities virtually. The event was also witnessed by representative of W20 and Empower from all G20 members, such as Turkey, India, Argentina, Japan, the United States, and Saudi Arabia. As quoted on the kamlu.go.id, they represented various groups including from business people, artists, bureaucrats, parliaments, local governments, academics, to social organizations. In her remarks, Minister Bintang Puspayoga said that the chair of Indonesia at the G20 would pay attention to the involvement of the role of women and marginalized groups. In addition, according to Minister Bintang Puspayoga, the collaboration among all parties, including the government, the private sector, international institutions, academics, and stakeholders, must be able to facilitate efforts to address various challenges faced by women. This is very important, especially in dealing with the impact of COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani, who was also present at the opening ceremony, expressed her views on empowering women in the world. She emphasized the important role of women in supporting sustainable economic strength and resilience. Women also play a major role in driving the sources of growth for the recovery of the world. Besides, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, who was also present at the event, emphasized the need to create a conducive environment to provide equal opportunities for women to contribute. She gave an example of a number of concrete steps taken by Indonesia at the global level, including the launch of the Southeast Asian Network of Women Peace Negotiators and Mediators, the Women's Peacekeepers Mission, and the establishment of the Afghanistan-Indonesia's Women's Solidarity Network in a bid to encourage the contribution of women in peace building and economy.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello VOI listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, if in other areas rice crust is immediately thrown away, it is different in Manado, North Sulawesi. The local people turn rice crust into delicious food instead. It is called nasi tustus or tustus rice. In Manado language, nasi tustus itself means rice crust. The main ingredient is rice baked in a bowl. Before baking, white rice is covered with shredded cakalang or skipjack tuna and of course Manado-style spicy chili sauce. Before tasting nasi tustus, stir the rice first. The mixture of fish and chili sauce makes the nasi tustus brownish red, similar to fried rice. This dish will taste more delicious if eaten with ikan kuah asam or fish with sour soup, whose sour taste comes from sliced green tomatoes. In addition, you can also eat nasi tustus with cumi woku tinta or squid braised with woku spices and squid ink. Woku is a Manadonese style of cooking that consists of many spices, including spring onion, shallots, garlic, kemangi or basil leaves, ginger, and lime leaves. Listener, for those of you who are interested in enjoying this food, please visit Manado if the situation is getting better. There are many restaurants that sell this special food. The price of a portion of nasi tustus is relatively cheap, only around 30,000 rupiah to 40,000 rupiah. But if you taste this food with other side dishes, of course, you have to pay more. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia
and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment in Voice of Indonesia's English program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language or Bahasa Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Nonton Film di Bioskop. Nonton Film di Bioskop, which means watching a film at the movies. Next is an example of a conversation related to today's topic entitled Ya Benar. Ya Benar, which means yes, that's right. This conversation takes place between Kevin and Nuni. Kevin wants to know Nuni's opinion about the movie they have just watched. Let's listen to their conversation.
Filmnya seru ya?
Ya benar, filmnya seru sekali.
After listening to the conversation entitled Ya benar, which means yes, that's right, I'll present some phrases and vocabulary related to it. I'll say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Film. Film, which means film or movie. Seru. Seru, which means exciting or fun. Filmnya seru ya? Filmnya seru ya? Which means the film is exciting, right? Ya benar. Ya benar, which means yes, that's right. Filmnya seru sekali. Filmnya seru sekali, which means the film is very exciting. Tidak bagus. Tidak bagus, which means not good. Kurang bagus. Kurang bagus, which means not so good. In the conversation between Kevin and Nuni, there is an expression, ya benar. Ya benar, which means yes, it's true or that's right. The phrase can be used in a various conversational contexts, one of which is to convey agreement. To say that you agree with your friend's assessment of something, you can say ya benar. Ya benar, which means yes, it's true or that's right. If you do not agree with your friend's assessment, you can use the word tidak. Tidak, which means not, or kurang. Kurang, which means not so. For example, tidak bagus. Tidak bagus, which means not good. Or kurang bagus. Kurang bagus, which means not so good. Let's listen to other examples of agreeing or disagreeing. Filmnya seru ya? Filmnya seru ya? Which means, is an exciting movie, isn't it? Ya benar, filmnya seru sekali. Ya benar, filmnya seru sekali. Which means yes, right. The film is really exciting. Filmnya seru ya. Filmnya seru ya. Which means, isn't the movie exciting? Menurutku kurang seru. Menurutku kurang seru. Which means, I think it's not so exciting. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation one more time.
Filmnya seru ya?
Ya benar, filmnya seru sekali.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Nonton Film di Bioskop. Nonton film di bioskop, which means watching a film at the movies. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa!
dewasa dan tambah percaya kau hujaniku.
Aku merangkai banyak hal dari setetes racun seperti butiran embun di permukaan daun, menceritakan banyak hal dari ratusan pantun, membuang pedoman untuk tentukan mana buruk mana santun. Meskipun jatuh dari angkasa, partikel hidrometeor sentuh bumi basahi jiwa. Jadi air ini punya tujuan ketika turun, memberi harapan di setiap tetes mengalun. Ini waktu yang tepat untuk kita bertemu saat air langit menutup jejak rindu, basah meredam karena letupan emosi yang terjebak sejak langit lupa akan bumi saat hujan. Saat hujan. Apa kabarmu? Lesu roman bersinar di lidah yang kaku, bahagia mengalir di deras air yang turun, menyamakan air mata yang telah lama mengalir.
Tumbuh berbunga harum dan berwarna karena kau hujaniku. Ku tumbuh dewasa dan tambah percaya kau hujaniku. Hujani aku. Kau basahi aku. Hujani aku.
Ya kau yang selalu dalam penantianku, hadir saat awan berubah kelabu. Perlahan kau jatuhkan butiran air satu persatu, ku biarkan dia mengalir. Saat hujan, apa kabarmu? Kau basuh tubuhku yang penuh peluh. Alirkan airmu pada nadi yang keruh, hingga ku jadi sosok yang berani dan tangguh.
Tumbuh berbunga harum dan berwarna karena kau hujaniku. Ku tumbuh dewasa dan tambah percaya kau hujaniku.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom is getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u. Uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Suratan Takdir by Asmidar Darwis. Like the title of the song, Suratan Takdir or Destiny tells about a person who has been destined to never meet his father since he was born. Because he is fatherless, he is exiled and insulted. He hopes to endure all this suffering. Asmidar Darwis is known as a singer of gambus and Malay rhythmic songs. The songs of the singer from West Sumatra were popular in the 1970s. Alright listener, this is the song Suratan Takdir by Asmidar Darwis. Happy listening!
Sejak lahir ke dunia, Tuhan telah takdirkan, tak pernah ku bersuah kepada ayah. Sampai hati kiranya, kau hindarkan diriku, kau asingkan karena tiada berayah. Berayah. Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Melahirkan kedamaian, melahirkan
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.